Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Friday, the 12th of April. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. If you've been involved in any kind of accident, you're dealing with a personal injury, let them put their skills to work for you and get you the compensation you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. We did it, everybody. We made it to Friday. Got a great show for everybody today. We're going to talk to my man, Red Deer Randy Moeller. We'll do some Panther hockey with him as the Panthers, for just the second time in franchise history, two out of the last 3 years, they won 50 games. They win their 50th game last night, and the Panthers, they're now 1 point back of first place in the Atlantic, Boston Bruins, with two games to play. It's still an uphill climb because Boston has a game in hand, but Red Deer is going to join us here. Love catching up with Randy. And of course, BetOnline, your number one source for all your summer sports this season. That's Major League Baseball, golf this weekend, NBA, NHL, the latest news, stats, scores, all available from your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds, and just about every sport out there. Head to the website today, or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online. The game starts here. So, if you missed it this morning, I made a... I'm always on Mondays, I'm on Driving the Line. DrivingTheLine.com... YouTube.com/@DrivingTheLine. That's Jonathan Coachman's sports betting brand. That's your sports betting brand of record. I'm on every Monday. I was on today. So, if you want to go back, you get some picks. YouTube.com/@DrivingTheLine. You can see my picks. You can hang out with us. It's always a good time. I hope you join us on Monday. Tonight, I'll be on with my homegirl, the very best, Amber Wilson. All right. I will be with her tonight, 7 to 10 p.m. Amber and Ian, ESPN Radio. I will be filling in tonight. So me and Amber, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. The ESPN app, real easy, right there on your phone, or locally on 106.3 FM. ESPN West Palm. So I hope you hang out with me and Amber tonight. It's my favorite night of the week whenever I get to hang out with her and do that show. All right, a lot happening here. It's Friday, which means there's all kinds of stuff going on for the weekend. I'm going to have to tell you if it's a big game or not a big game. We'll get to that. Don't you worry your pretty little face. So before we get to Panther stuff, I do want to start the show here. Very, very odd day yesterday. Just like we thought it was going to be. So find out, I don't know, sometime like, it was around like 11 a.m. yesterday, I think. O.J. Simpson, dead, dirt nap. And like I said yesterday, it was going to be a weird day. The reaction was going to be very strange because it's not very often, and it's obviously not pleasant for someone to die, and it's essentially celebrated by a lot of people. And you saw a lot of that yesterday. But you also saw some people with, you know, the reaction. Like, I was blown away by some of the responses where it was, you know, OJ, blah, 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 RIP. And, like, you were saying something nice about him. And that's so odd to me. I made the example yesterday about former WWE superstar Chris Benoit, who was a lock to be a Hall of Famer, one of the all-time greats, and was still in his prime. I think this was around maybe like 05, 06, where murder-suicide killed his wife, killed his young boy, hung himself. And now, you know, you can't mention him in pro wrestling. WWE has scrubbed him from the records, and I have no interest in ever talking about Chris Benoit as a great pro wrestler. Chris Benoit was a murderer. He killed his wife and his kid and then killed himself. And with OJ, I was really surprised at some of the RIP that, like, you're telling OJ to, if you don't know what it means, you're telling OJ to rest in peace. What? Why would you want him to rest in peace? Don't you want him to burn in hell? Why would you want him to rest in peace? I'll say allegedly, I don't know who the hell's listening, you know? He allegedly, like, I really don't mean that, but he allegedly killed Nicole Brown Simpson and, you know, the waiter Goldman, right? Ron Goldman. Allegedly killed them and we're doing RIP? We want him to rest in peace? Why would you want him to rest in peace? And I also don't understand, like, the coverage was weird yesterday where... And I do not envy anyone who was on ESPN TV, anyone who was on ESPN Radio, where all of a sudden, you got to pivot. We're talking about OJ for the next hour, and it's just, go on. Here's your thoughts. No prep, anything like that. Not an easy job. I don't want to spend any time, and I won't spend any time, talking about him as a football player. He doesn't deserve it. I believe, really strongly, I kind of know, he was a murderer, all right? I'm not interested in talking about his football career. And it's really weird. It's stupid football. Wow, 2,000 yards, Heisman Trophy. He very likely murdered his wife. And I don't understand the very complicated legacy or very complicated life. What the fuck is complicated? What's complicated about he was an amazing football player... And then he very likely murdered his wife. He ended up going to prison for something else. Boom. The end. End of story. What part's complicated? Is somebody confused about the course of events that I just laid out for you? Great football player. May have murdered his wife. Ended up going to prison for something else. What's complicated? Which part's complicated? Is somebody confused about what happened there? There's nothing complicated. I don't understand that. It's really weird. Complicated life, complicated legacy. Who's confused? There's nothing complicated about it. And at the very least, if you want to, hey, listen, you know, American justice system, you gotta trust it. He was found innocent, so he didn't do it. Okay, you know what? Let's play that game for a moment. At the very least, we know he beat his wife many times. At the very least, we know that he was a serial abuser of Nicole Brown. At the very least, we know that. We're doing RIP? I mean, eat shit, man. Dirt nap. Peace. RIP? Yesterday was predictably weird. Very strange. You're not going to hear me talk anything positive about OJ. I don't care about that career. I don't care about his football career. I don't care about sidelines on NBC. I don't care about Naked Gun. I could do that, all of it. He beat that woman, and he essentially ends up beating her to death. All right? Allegedly. You know, even though I don't really believe that. Allegedly. So, very strange day yesterday. I don't envy the people. I'm glad I wasn't on air yesterday. It's weird. That's a weird gig yesterday. I don't envy those people who are on television at the time. I don't envy those people who are on the radio at the time. That is not an easy job. So, you know, away we go. I wanted to open the show with how weird yesterday was. Something that's not weird, though, can I tell you what my new TV show is? You guys are always giving me good suggestions. I love the suggestions. My new show, and I think I told this a few days ago. I've had it on my queue. Like, it's been on my list. I've finally gotten around to it. I'm on like episode 8 of season 1. Yellowstone. Kevin Costner, Yellowstone. That's my new show. That's a good show. Got all the cowboys running. Cowboys are tough. I own that statement. Cowboys are tough. So Yellowstone, that's my new show right there. You guys have been recommended to me. People have been recommended it to me for a long time. That's a very good show. All right, we're in a good mood. I'm excited to be on ESPN tonight. There's a lot happening. The Panthers last night. Let's get after it here. Panthers and Columbus Blue Jackets. They don't have anything to play for early on in the game. 40-some-odd seconds in, your boy was Matthew Tkachuk getting it going.
Three. Now it's Tkachuk. Sending it, and he scores! Tkachuk, ka-ching, 47 seconds in!
Yeah, Chucky with a cheese ball right there to open up the scoring.
Okay, I see you, Chucky. So the Panthers go up 1-0. They take that one goal lead into the second period. And then late in the second, I think it was like late in the second period. How about Evan Rodriguez doing the dirty work?
By Jiříček. Rodriguez lost it. Lundell picks it up. Back for Rodriguez. Score! They finally get it by Greaves.
Wow, wasn't the prettiest goal. It looked like it was going to fall apart. But the speed demon, Evan Rodriguez, through the neutral zone, just out-muscles the defenseman of the puck. And then he comes in, whoop, forgets it, and then just slides it over to Lundell. He's got no angle, so just pump it right back in the blue paint. And Rodriguez was able to get his stick free for just a second.
All right, now you got a little bit of breathing room. Excellent job there. And then late in the second period, 54 goals on the year for your boy Sam Reinhart.
Gives it to the net. Has it again below the goal line. Here's Reinhart firing. Score! Sam Reinhart. He is up to 54 goals on the season.
Oh, he is slippier than Goldie's accountant.
Now the Panthers have busted things wide open. So we go to the third period and looking to really put the cherry on the top of this sundae. Vladimir Tarasenko.
Panthers continue to just hound in the offensive zone. Forsling shot. Freeze the save, and then Tarasenko with a great effort puts it home.
Great hand-eye coordination by Tarasenko. He knew he was going to get hammered when he went to that front of the net.
So the Panthers, they win 4-0. It's their third shutout in their last four games. Twice against Ottawa, last night against Columbus, 1 point back. Boston's got a game in hand, 1 point back, a first in the Atlantic Division, which would be big. It looks like the Panthers will face Toronto in the first round. It looks like they'll be hosts out of the home ice advantage against Toronto. But tomorrow, they got Buffalo, and then what could be for home ice advantage in the first round, final game of the season, is Tuesday at home against Toronto. So we got a very big situation shaping up on Tuesday next week. But if the Panthers can take care of business tomorrow, you put yourself in a good spot. So how about that? The Panthers, 50th win of the season. 4-0, they beat the Columbus Blue Jackets. Also, the Panthers at some point early in the game, and we'll ask Randy Moeller about him, but the original Panthers television man, Jeff Rimmer, was in attendance last night. He does the Columbus Jackets games. He's been there for 20 years. He's retiring at the end of the season. Nice little ceremony that the ceremony. Nice little tribute that the Panthers did for him during one of those breaks. Original Panthers TV man. I mean, Jeff Rimmer, Denny Potvin. That first game, I remember I was 12 years old watching those guys. Those are my guys right there. Great TV crew, Rimmer and Potvin. So we'll ask Randy Moeller about Jeff Rimmer. And congratulations to him. And how about this? I put this tweet out yesterday, and I'll let Randy expand on it when we get him on the show here today. But Jeff Rimmer was the Washington Capitals television guy. When he took the Panther job, he was still under contract with the Capitals. He was still doing the Capitals road games. So he'd be not only traveling between all the Panther games and Capitals road games, but keeping track of both teams, essentially. Like, that's unheard of. That would never happen now. Yeah, he was the play-by-play guy for two teams that year. So we'll ask Randy Waller about that. That's pretty cool. So congratulations to Jeff Rimmer. Great career and original Florida Panthers TV play-by-play man. You know what else is an excellent job? When you call Brunt Insurance, 954-589-2204, or go to bruntinsurance.com, you get the best, most comprehensive, and affordable homeowners coverage that you're going to get. That's right. You got to make sure you got the homeowners insurance that's going to make sure that you don't have to come out of pocket. You don't have to pay for the massive damages. God forbid, hurricane, tornado, roof leak, whatever it is. Wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, they have offices all throughout. So from Pensacola to the Keys and beyond, Brunt Insurance is delivering you that comprehensive insurance tailored exactly to your needs. Support the sponsors that support the show. And I'm not just throwing Brunt Insurance out there all willy-nilly. I've been getting my homeowner's insurance from Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. I use them. They'll get you the best rate as well. Bruntinsurance.com. 954-589-2204. If you're looking for affordable care that offers the best coverage for your automobile, your motorcycle, or your boat, you're making the right call. Matter of fact, I just switched my car insurance through Brunt Insurance a couple of months ago. So I get my homeowners and my automobile insurance from them. Bruntinsurance.com. Their team has the expertise and the experience to find the perfect coverage for you. You're making the right call. 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco y Mas. I mean, how are you going to enjoy the Panther game tomorrow afternoon? Second to last game, you pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you always drink responsibly. And, of course, don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. The Panthers, a shutout three of their last four games, twice against Ottawa, last night against Columbus. They pour it on late. They win 4-0. Our pal, of course, is the great Randy Moeller, Panthers TV color analyst. Randy, good to check in with you. It's been a while. How are you, my friend?
Baz, good to hear your voice. And it's a pleasure to be on once again.
I want to start with, we'll get to actual game stuff, but this is the dream now, right? Where we are in the golden age of Panther hockey. It's crazy that it's taken 30 years, but technically five straight, and I say technically because of the COVID, the bubble, that was kind of weird. Technically five straight years playoffs, first time ever in franchise history. And now you are capturing a generation of fans who are going to be with you forever. And you see it where every single night the building's packed.
Yeah, it's been quite a turnaround over the last three or four years, especially. And, you know, the Panthers, they, because of their struggles years and years ago, on the good side, is they were able to draft franchise players, Ekblad, Barkov, Huberdeau, you know, the names and that. So that's how you build your team. But it's been over the last three or four years or since Bill Zito's taken over as the general manager, he's really filled in the slots that are needed in order to build a legitimate Stanley Cup team. You know, getting Gustav Forsling on waivers from Carolina. I mean, trading for Reinhardt, for Montour, acquiring a Carter Verhaeghe. I mean, all these players are now a big part of the team. Sergei Bobrovsky, last year was Alex Lyons for a backup. Now we got Anthony Stolarz, who has the best goals against average and save percentage in the NHL. So you put that all together, and then the character players that they brought in as well to really get this team and play the right way. Paul Maurice comes in, and yes, it's all about the Stanley Cup with this Florida Panthers hockey team, from ownership, management, coaching staff, the players. That's all they talked about, Zaz, from the first day of training camp, is prepare for a long playoff run, and now we are really close, just over a week from starting that playoffs. and it's cup or bust. There's
I mean, Randy, think about that. Okay, you know, you've been calling games for almost 20 years now. All right, I did a couple seasons with you. I think it was maybe 2009, 2010, and you know, you're begging the Panthers to qualify for the eighth seed every few years. You're begging for it, and now the expectation for the team is literally win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, that's the only thing. That's the only thing missing. I mean, the Panthers have won the President's Cup a couple years ago. Last year they went to the finals, and they just the injuries just caught up to them, and the Vegas Golden Knights. Congratulations to them again. I mean, they well deserved. But the Panthers, and especially Zaz, over the last month. You talk to Paul Maurice, you talk to the players. It's all about the process of preparation for the playoffs. They want to go in healthy. They added depth at the trade deadline to make sure that if there is injuries, which there always are, and that they've got capable players to step into those roles. And
is that a lesson from last year? Like, is that a lesson they learned in the playoffs last year?
Absolutely. Yeah, they did. So the Panthers are stocked up on defense. Goaltending, they're fine, more than fine. And then on the forward with Kyle Pozo, they've got five fourth line players that they're really happy with, and now they're just rotating them in and out, making sure everybody stays sharp and that. So they got five that can play in the three positions on the fourth line. So there's no excuses. The way that they played, especially over the last week or so on the defensive side. My only concern, whether you can describe it as a concern, the Panthers are the most penalized team in the NHL. The reason for that is they're the most aggressive. They're the most successful forechecking team. They're the most physical team. They're the hardest team to play against in the NHL. You talk to any other team. It's really tough because they're in your face. They finish their checks. But with that aggressiveness is the Panthers are prone to taking penalties. That puts pressure on your penalty killers, and usually your penalty killers are your best players like Barkov and Reinhardt, Lundell, Loisteriainen, to name a few. Of course, Forsling and Montour back on the fence, Ekblad as well, and that. So my hope for this team, and be a big reason why they have a long playoff run, is they still play that aggressive style that the fans love and they love to play, but they have to be disciplined. They can't be sitting in the penalty box because you're killing penalties, and it just takes away any momentum that you build up earlier in the game. We'll see if that comes true.
But do the officials allow some of that stuff to slide in the playoffs?
There is the style of play, the grinding, the battles along the boards, and that become more ramped up, intensified, but it's the high sticking penalty, flashing in the offensive zone, and that the Panthers know that. And I have talked to Paul Maurice and the coaching staff. I've talked to the players. It's a product of the way that they play. They play a very intimidating style, Zaz, and with that, it's going to be penalties. But you go up against a team like Toronto, which it looks like the Panthers are going to play in the first round, or Tampa Bay with Kucherov and Stamkos. Oh boy, it can backfire on you if you're taking penalties and they're scoring power play goals. That's my only concern is they keep up that aggressiveness but stay out of the penalty box. It's a fine line. It's a fine line, Zaz.
I got to tell you, Randy, you know, it looks like they're going to face Toronto like right now. Excuse me, right now. They're five up on Toronto. Toronto's got a game in hand. I would love for the Panthers, they're one back of Boston. Boston has a game in hand. I would love for the Panthers to catch Boston because I want Tampa Bay. I feel like, you know, it's our turn now. I want to have to go through Tampa Bay to win the Stanley Cup. You know what I'm saying? Like it feels right that we need to go through them and kind of exercise those demons.
Well, speaking, and I won't speak on behalf of the team, but you know, the feelings around the team is they have as much confidence to play anyone, whether it's Toronto, whether it's starting on the road. You know, if the Panthers faltered here this last week, there's a chance that Toronto would get ahead of them in the standings, and then Toronto would have the home ice advantage. I can tell you that with the confidence that this team has, they don't care who they're going to play. They know they're going to have to go through and play. If they do win in the first round, they're going to have to play a Tampa, a New York Ranger, a Carolina. It doesn't get any easier. There's some positives, as you mentioned, about playing a Tampa Bay, cross-state rivals. The Panthers have lost to them. They want to put that demon beside. They want to beat them in a playoff series to kind of show the world, hey, like you just said, Zaz, that's in the past now. We're the team of Florida and that. So there's always that storyline as well. It's almost like pick your poison. The Toronto Maple Leafs have the most prolific goal scorer in hockey, and over the last number of years, couple of decades, in Austin Matthews.
And he did nothing against the Panthers last year. Nothing in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, the Panthers did that, and Mitch Marner and that. So it's almost like pick your poison. I think the Panthers are very confident, as I've mentioned a couple of times, of who they play in the first round.
Hey, we'll get right back to the conversation. But first, I got to let you guys know, you know, one of our great sponsors here is out there trying to help get you a new home. That's right. If you're thinking about getting a new home in any part of beautiful South Florida, I'm sending you to Signature Real Estate Finder. That's right. Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker, Signature Real Estate Finder, realestatefinder.com. If you're thinking about getting a new home, that should be an enjoyable experience. You shouldn't have anxiety over it. And the reason that you're going to be able to find the best home at the best price in the best neighborhoods, finding you exactly what you want, is if you get someone with over a decade of experience. Matthew H. Mashler specializes in luxury homes. He is a certified luxury home marketing specialist. realestatefinder.com. You can contact Matthew H. Mashler at 561-208-3334. That's 561-208-3334. Maybe you're just trying to sell one of your properties right now. The best way to sell it at the best price, get it off the market right quick. Matthew H. Mashler, realestatefinder.com. Maybe you're already in the business. Are you ready to take your real estate career to the next level? You can join the Signature team. The Signature Real Estate Companies are South Florida's industry leaders, ranked number one in Boca, one of the tops in all of Florida, and with offices all throughout the state, including Delray Beach, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Naples, Palm Beach, Orlando, a whole lot more. The Signature team is where you want to be. So whether you're looking to buy your next dream home, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334. If you're looking to sell your current property, realestatefinder.com, or you're just looking to join the best in the business, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334, realestatefinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. I'll tell you, Randy, let's talk about this Paul Maurice for a second. You know, last year was difficult for most of the regular season, of course. Panther fans are angry. I'll be the first one to raise my hand. I was so angry. I wanted him out of here. I was calling him the murderer of fun, all right, the entire season. I was so angry at this Paul Maurice, and I can't be happier to tell everyone I was dead wrong. He was right, his style of play, Bill Zito for hiring him and sticking with him. He was right. Also, I have never done more of a 180 with a South Florida sports figure, be it coach or player, than I have with Paul Maurice. That's my guy, Randy. That's my guy.
Yeah, well, and that's been discussed so much over the last little over, you know, obviously a year and a half, where Paul Maurice came in, and remember this team, before he came, they won the President's Trophy. They scored a gazillion goals. Everybody's having fun. Everybody's dancing at the arena in Sunrise, and they're winning games and scoring goals and stuff. But they found out pretty quick in the second round of that year. They got punched in the nose pretty good by the Tampa Bay Lightning. because that style is not sustainable in playoffs for a long playoff run. So Paul Maurice comes in, he institutes a new system, more defense, more aggressiveness, more physicality. Well, it's going to take away from the offense. And I think there was, by and large, there was a little bit of pushback from the players. They didn't buy in right away. But then soon, and Paul Maurice talked about it, and I was in, not in the same, maybe the same boat as you, Zaz, but I can remember when it was New Year's Day of that year, last year, and we lost at home against the Rangers, and we were like 7 or 8 points out of a wild card spot. And I'm driving home, and I'm calling my wife, and I'm like, wow. And also, I stayed and listened to Paul Maurice, and he kept talking about, and even before that, and especially after that, it's a process. We're coming. It's going to be okay. We're learning how to play the right way. And I'm thinking like you, I'm thinking, is this guy nuts? Is he crazy? We're 8 points out of a playoff spot. Trying to push the panic button, whatever. But it was, but it, and now you look back on it, Zaz, and you say, he was absolutely right. And he kept, and you know, Goldie and I and Doug Plagans and that, we talked to him on a daily basis. And at the time he says, guys, I know where we're at, but this team is starting to come. They're starting to realize it and that. It doesn't show in the standings right now, but I assure you, it will come. And sure enough, it did. And they made the playoffs. And then, they, of course, the rest is history. The way the team got off this year, the training camp, the way the drills that are suited for their style of physicality and then offense for the offensive players once you get puck possession. Down the list, Zaz, the Panthers are in first in so many categories in the NHL. Dangerous shots that from the slot, they're number one. They're number one in not giving up dangerous shots from the slot. They're number one defensively. They've given up. They have the best goals against average in the NHL. They're in the top three of the power play. They're in the top four of penalty killing. All these stats. They're the second best team protecting a lead in the third period. All these things all come together. And I'm not a big stats guy, but when you see the list, you see how this team has accomplished what they want to play like as a team. And on in game or game after game, whether it's at home or on the road, that consistency of the way that they want to play will do them fine once they hit the playoffs, as long as they stay healthy and stay within those boundaries.
That's my guy, Paul Maurice, you know, and I feel the same way about Sergei Bobrovsky because last year, and look, his first few years, I mean, you know, where the Panthers getting what they paid for, didn't really feel like it. And then last year, he comes in late in the series against Boston for Alex Lyon, who did a tremendous job late in the season, obviously. And from that point on, I've done a 180 on Bobrovsky also. That's my guy. I'm forever going to be, I don't care what happens from here on out. I'm forever going to be on Bobrovsky's side. We saw it. He did exactly in the postseason last year what the Panthers brought him to do. Same thing with Bobrovsky. That's my guy now, Randy. Love him.
Well, my point of view on that was when Bobrovsky arrived down here, everybody, the expectations because of the contract,
he's
never going to meet those expectations. I've said it since that time, his first year up until now. I've never had a problem with Sergei Bobrovsky. Was he the best goaltender in the world? No. But the expectations, because he's making the contract that he has, everybody had that expectation that he had to be the best goaltender in the world. That's unrealistic. And now he has shown, and it's, I love when Sergei Bobrovsky, and of course everybody calls him Bob, when he does his post-game interviews, whether it's a win or a loss, mostly it's a win with him. He says it's all about the process. We put that behind us. We prepare for the next game. He is just so methodical in his preparation, and it's legendary how he works off the ice, on the ice to prepare in morning skates, in off days, practices, before the games or whatever. He's just a machine that just keeps going, and I'm glad that now he's getting, he and Anthony Stolarz are such a fantastic pair. I was talking with Jeff Rimmer last night. Mm-hmm. And when Columbus was in town, and Jeff is going to retire at the end of the year. And I said to him, he asked about our goaltending, you know, and they're right at the top of the league in all the categories. And excuse me, I said to him, I don't think there's been more than one game this season where after the game's over, Goldie and I maybe chit-chat in the booth or on the bus or walking out to the parking lot at home, where we said to each other, you know what? Our goaltending wasn't that good tonight. Maybe as one game. That's been it. And the games that the Panthers have lost, and that it's not because of goaltending. Goaltending's not been a problem. It's been fantastic. And that's a big part of it. And, Zaz, you follow all the sports. I use the example as well. In the NFL, you either have a quarterback or you don't have a quarterback. It's that position is that important. Well, the NHL now is really getting towards that NFL. Either you've got a capable first string starting goaltender with an excellent backup, or else, guess what? You've got a goaltending problem. And Paul Maurice was talking about it yesterday, where in the past, and because he's been around for a long time, coaches spend hours of anxiety and rolling and tossing and turning in the middle of the night trying to figure out their goaltending situation. We don't have that issue in South Florida. The Panthers, their goaltending is fine. They'll be fine in the playoffs.
Randy, before I let you go here, and again tomorrow, Panthers, Sabres, I will be there with my son. We're looking forward to catching game number 81. Give me a little something here on Jeff Rimmer. Like you said, you know, last night the team honored him. He's retiring. He's been with the Blue Jackets for, I think, 20 years now. But for the younger Panther fan, Randy, who may not remember, original Panther television voice Jeff Rimmer. I remember watching my first ever game. Jeff Rimmer, Denny Potvin, Chicago Stadium, Panthers, Blackhawks. And that first year, Randy, I mean, how crazy is this? I reminded Panther fans last night on Twitter, while Jeff Rimmer is doing the Panthers, he's still the television guy for the road games for the Washington Capitals. I mean, the travel that Jeff Rimmer was doing, that's unheard of in broadcasting.
Yeah, it's quite a remarkable career. And it's kind of sad, bittersweet in a way that the Jeff decided this was going to be his last year. Feel fortunate that, you know, his third last game was down here. The team put together a wonderful tribute to him. Some of us had a little speech, you know, thanking him and that. He was a great mentor, a true professional. The game is better because of Jeff Rimmer being in it as a broadcaster. And, you know, now it's sometimes it's you got to call it a day. And Jeff has got it. His home is here in South Florida, and he's got two great kids and two wonderful grandkids, and he says it's time to spend more time with them, and that's what he wants to do.
Randy, excellent job. It's been a great season again. You know, I'm super happy for everybody in the organization. I'm happy for Panther fans. I'm happy for myself that every night you get a great Panther game. Tomorrow, Panthers and Sabres, 5 p.m. at Amerant Bank Arena. Always love talking to you, Randy. Thanks so much for hanging out today.
We'll do it again, Zaz. Thanks for having me on.
Excellent job by Randy Moeller. There you go. Love catch up with him, getting him on the show. You know what? If we had a few more minutes with him, I would tell him, hey, Randy, are you thinking about getting a new car right now? Because if you are, I know exactly where to send you. I'm sending you to the spring sale season, which is in full bloom at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's right. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru right now, you can get zero down payment, zero payment for 3 months, make zero security deposit, and 0% APR financing on select Subarus. That's right. You can enjoy incredible offers during their spring sales event, like leasing the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek Premium for just $199 a month for 36 months. with $54.95 due at signing. With approved credit, go to NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com for full details. Real easy to get to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. It's that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. And hey, maybe you're not thinking about getting a new car. Maybe you're looking for a used car. Well, they have an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory. Used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. You're sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. All right, you guys know what time it is. It's Friday. You're saying to yourself, Zaslow, I gotta know. Is it a big game? Or is it not a big game? Big game or not a big game? Every Friday, we let you know what you gotta spend your time on. Let's get after it here. First up, tonight, 8 p.m., Fox, WWE SmackDown. Tonight's a big one. We know that the Raw after Mania is a very big deal, but SmackDown after Mania, all right, it's a few days removed, but Cody Rhodes, the brand new WWE Universal Champion, you would have to expect he will make his SmackDown debut as champion tonight. Where do we go next with the Bloodline? We know Roman Reigns is not going to be on the show, or at least we assume, but what's next for the Bloodline? Solo Sikoa, Jimmy Uso. Do we get any NXT call-ups the way we got Ilya Dragunov or Roxanne Perez making their debuts on Raw? They're not staying there, but Raw after Mania, they were in action. What will we see tonight? I think we probably get Bron Breakker. I think Bron Breakker's probably a member of the roster of SmackDown going forward. But most importantly, Cody Rhodes. What are we going to hear from the WWE Champion tonight? SmackDown, 8 p.m., Fox. That's a big game. Know it. All right, next up, tonight as well, 8 p.m., Bally Sports Sun. The Toronto Raptors at your Miami Heat. Now, we know the scenario for the Heat, okay? Yes, there are all kinds of, you know, possibilities if this happens and this happens. And if a thousand things happen, the Heat can jump up to number six. They're not jumping up to number six. The focus is on number seven. And while the Philadelphia 76ers take on the Orlando Magic tonight, and we're keeping an eye on that, even though that's not in big game or not a big game, we're keeping an eye on that. The Heat, if the Sixers lose tonight and the Heat win tonight, then the Heat control their fate on Sunday as far as getting the home court for a play-in game against the 76ers. If the Sixers win tonight, then the Heat win tonight, and they need a Sixer loss Sunday against Brooklyn, coupled with a Heat win Sunday again against the Raptors. So, it all starts tonight. I hope I didn't make that too confusing. Raptors at Heat, that's a big game. Big game or not a big game? Tomorrow, 5 p.m., Bally Sports Florida. Buffalo Sabres at your Florida Panthers. The Panthers, they're taking care of business against the shitty teams going into the postseason. Couple shutout wins against Ottawa, shutout win against Columbus. Buffalo's a shitty team as well. The Panthers, still within striking distance, but need some help to win the Atlantic Division. Most importantly, they want to hang on to that number two spot in the division to have home ice advantage over Toronto in the first round. Sabres at Panthers, that's a big game. Big game or not a big game? Saturday, 8:30. Apple Plus. Inter Miami at Kansas City. Now, here's the thing with Inter Miami. I don't know if you know, I'm an inaugural season ticket holder. But here's the thing with Inter Miami. I feel like they've lost a lot of juice lately. It's too much in and out of the lineup for Messi. They've lost a couple games recently as well. They lost the other night. They're out of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. They've lost their last couple of regular season games in MLS. But Messi is so in and out of the lineup, I feel like Inter Miami has lost a lot of juice. Now, there's so much season left, they can obviously pick it back up. But for now, Inter Miami at Kansas City, not a big game. I know, shocker, not a big game. Finally, one more for you, ass. Sunday, 1 p.m., Bally Sports Sun, the Toronto Raptors at your Miami Heat. No, this is not a mistake. The final two games of the season, starting with tonight, are Raptors at Heat. The Raptors, 1-2-3 Cancun. If the Heat have a chance, if the Heat win tonight and Philly loses tonight, then the Heat win on Sunday. They get the number 7 seed. They will kick the shit out of the Raptors, if that's the case. Otherwise, the Heat may not have a ton to play for. So, I'm going to give the Heat the benefit of the doubt and say they win tonight and there is something to play for come Sunday. Raptors at Heat, that's a big game. And that right there is another edition of Big Game or Not a Big Game. Yes, that's right. And you know how we do it here on Zaslow Show 2.0. Got to support the sponsors that support the show. And one of our great sponsors, been with us for a year now, Sheets and Giggles. When you go to SheetsGiggles.com, you're going to become one of over 100,000 Americans who are sleeping on Sheets and Giggles' softest, coolest, most breathable eucalyptus sheets and never turning back. I mean, what a gift for your significant other where you could sleep together now, getting the best sleep of your life on the softest sheets. You get the bed sheets, the blanket, the pillowcases, the comforter. Oh my God, it's heavy, but it's soft still. I sleep on a eucalyptus pillow. If you're in need of a new mattress, mattresses are expensive. But if this is your first time at SheetsGiggles.com, if you use promo code Zaslow, you get 20% off your first order. Now is the time to get yourself a brand new eucalyptus mattress. Promo code Zaslow, 20% off your first order when you go to SheetsGiggles.com. You don't even have to thank me. Thank my man Colin, the founder and CEO of Sheets and Giggles. Make sure you follow at SheetsGiggles. He's found a way for us to get the best sleep and making sure that it's environmentally friendly. Promo code Zaslow, 20% off, SheetsGiggles.com, SheetsGiggles.com. All right, you guys know what time it is. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us by Caneswear, where all the big deals are found. You go to Caneswear.com right now. They're celebrating their 14-year anniversary. You go to Caneswear.com, we're talking 14% off or go in person. I mean, the store is huge. Caneswear in Davie, they moved location a few months ago. Same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. 2655 South University Drive. Whatever you're looking for, everybody knows Caneswear has the largest selection of Miami Hurricanes gear, but we're talking all of your favorite South Florida pro teams. Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami. No matter which one you root for, Caneswear is the spot. South Florida sports fans shop where we get all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? Let's start off. All right, so the O.J. Simpson news broke yesterday, and they broke into SportsCenter on television. Shea Cornett, she's excellent. She was hosting. Not an easy announcement to make.
Breaking news here in a SportsCenter. Thought James Simpson, the former football great who was ultimately accused of and then acquitted of the brutal 1994 murders of his ex-wife and her friend Ron Goldman, has died, according to his family. O.J. Simpson was 76 years old. They posted this on social media on April 10th. Our father, Orenthal James Simpson, succumbed to his battle with cancer. He was surrounded by his children and his grandchildren. During this time of transition, his family asked that you please respect their wishes for privacy and grace, end quote. That was a statement again posted from his family on social media.
I'm going big deal because you saw Shay there being super professional, and especially as a female. You don't want to give any type of positive, I guess that's relative. You don't even want to talk about OJ, all right? Like I said, he's likely a murderer. At the very least, he was a serial abuser. So I'm going big deal. It's an excellent job there by Shea Cornett in a difficult spot. Big deal or not a big deal? Stephen A. Smith yesterday giving his reaction to the OJ news.
People believe that he committed those murders. I know that if I was on the jury, he would have been under the damn jail. I know that much. I believe he was guilty, but I don't know. I'm talking about based on the evidence that was placed before us during the trial, overseen by Judge Lance Ito. This is what we saw on national television, and by most accounts, you found yourself believing he was guilty as hell. And in the end, that's what this comes down to. Again, you don't want to say that, devoid of a heightened level of sensitivity on this particular day towards his family, who is innocent of all of that stuff. They have nothing nothing to do with it. They can't control his actions. But based on his actions that we all witnessed on trial over national television for months upon months at a time, by and large, the belief is he's guilty. So you're not going to hear nor see an abundance of people feeling a lot of sympathy for him today. You know, the Lord will deal with him.
I'm going big deal. I mean, actually, I'm going to go not a big deal because what Stephen A. said there's pretty obvious, you know? Like, everyone who wasn't on the jury would have found him guilty except for those who were on the jury. So I'll go not a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, how about Jeremy Schapp? I mean, he's as big a journalist as there is at ESPN. How about Jeremy Schapp chiming in on OJ's death?
And I was there in Chicago at the O'Hare Plaza Hotel, which is where he had stayed when this was going on. And I believe it was Detective Sergeant Bert Looper who was running the investigation at that point in Chicago. And I remember being with Lester Munson of Sports Illustrated, standing in the fields around the O'Hare Plaza Hotel as the police were searching for the murder weapon. And what that moment was like, that O.J. Simpson, in a moment, had gone from being this hero, and he was a hero, to a murder suspect. It was unlike anything else, you know, that I've experienced in my lifetime, that America has witnessed, really, in the last half century. And I think we have to keep in perspective here, yes, he was acquitted. But anyone who has seriously looked at the evidence, anyone who saw Ezra Edelman's, you know, brilliant film for ESPN about O.J. Simpson would have to come to the conclusion that he was a murderer. And so am I filled with sorrow today? I'm not.
Yeah, I'm going big deal. That's good stuff right there from Jeremy Schapp. Pretty obvious stuff as well. And yeah, it punctuated the end of it, that's for sure. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. And of course, get all the big deals on their local Miami Hurricanes, Dolphins, Panthers, Heat, Inter Miami gear when you stop by Caneswear, 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Or right now, go to caneswear.com. Get all of the big deals. All right. That's a Friday show. That's how it's done, son. So tonight, I'll be on Amber and Ian hosting alongside the homegirl Amber Wilson. That's at 7 p.m. tonight. I hope you guys listen. I'm also on ESPN Radio. I'm hosting Primetime this Sunday at 4 p.m. Otherwise, today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. We'll talk to you on Monday on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means.
Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.